from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, President Trump's administration has issued another round of cuts in education by eliminating the extension of requests for COVID-era funding for projects that had already been approved. The decision means a loss of $85 million for 20 New Jersey public school districts, including some of the poorest in the state. The deadline for requests had been set for a year from now, but in an email from Education Secretary Linda McMahon, the deadline was moved up a year to last Friday, the day the email was sent out. Governor Murphy says the loss of funding affects programs that improve student health and safety. Districts must now submit proposals on a project-by-project basis for reconsideration. Senator Cory Booker has been speaking on the Senate floor for hours now in protest of the Trump administration. The New Jersey Democrat started his marathon speech at 7 o'clock last night and went through the night and says he'll go as long as he is physically able.
Silence at this moment of national crisis would be a betrayal of some of the greatest heroes of our nation.
Booker is protesting President Trump's tariffs, steps Trump's taking to dismantle the Department of Education, and other policies. The speech means staff, police, and others working the Senate chamber have also worked through the night. New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell, with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. In New Jersey, it costs a typical family nearly 16% of their annual income for full-time daycare for one infant. That equates to about $19,600 annually in New Jersey, according to a Bankrate survey. Analyst Alex Gailey says when you look at the differences in costs across states, it comes down to the cost of living, the difference and the makeup of their local child care supply and demand and labor force. New Jersey is a relatively expensive state.
So cost of living is higher, more populated, and so there could be also more demand. If there's more demand, it could be the case where there's not enough supply of child care providers, which could be driving up costs as well.
And the study finds that New Mexico is the least affordable state for infant care, and South Dakota is the most affordable. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Are we staying dry for long? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Last night's rain, over an inch for most of the state, did a great job of lowering drought concerns, fire danger, and pollen levels. Now we're drying out and chilling out for a couple days before showers re-enter the forecast later this week. Sunshine, breezy conditions through this afternoon, 50 to 55 degrees on the thermometer. Tonight is going to get pretty chilly. Clear skies, calm winds, lows in the lower to mid 30s, a widespread frost or freeze looking likely tonight. Tomorrow stays on the cool side, highs only around 50, going from sun to clouds, with a chance of a late day rain shower to the north and west. Thursday warming right back up into the 70s, but with cloudy skies, and a few hit or miss showers or thunderstorms on Thursday too. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Patterson is 47, Hamilton 48, Cape May Courthouse is 41. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.